listener exclusive. It's the biggest party Wagga has ever seen.
Wagga Mardi Gras 2024.
And this is the podcast.
How are we going? My name's Jake Tracy and welcome to the 2024 Wagga Mardi Gras podcast, exclusive to listener. This is your one-stop shop for Wagga Mardi Gras in the lead up to the massive event this Saturday, March 9th, but we're going to be catching up with members of the LGBTQIA+ community here within the Riverina, organisations involved in the event, and those on the committee who actually bring this amazing event to life. And look, I can think of no better way to start than chatting to the president of Wagga Mardi Gras 2024, getting an insight into what we can expect at this year's event, the one, the only, Holly Comroy. How are you going?
Good morning.
It's nice to have you back in. It's been a little while.
It has, 12 months.
Yes. Well, but I suppose when it comes to planning Wagga Mardi Gras, there's no downtime, is there? Once one finishes, you're straight onto the following year, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, even with, you know, having a committee now and spreading it over, you know, seven people, it still needs the whole year.
Yeah,
you know, we basically start straight after Mardi Gras. And in fact, we've probably already put things in place for next year already. So, yeah, we're absolutely always going and thinking ahead.
Lovely. Now, of course, we did say like one of the biggest social events on Wagga's calendar over the few years it has been running, started in, 2019, wasn't it, that it started?
Yeah.
I mean, for an event to grow as fast and become so big as it has in that short amount of time is phenomenal, isn't it, really?
Oh, absolutely. And it just goes to show how much it was needed in the Riverina. There's so many people here that needed a voice and a safe space to express themselves. And I think Wagga Mardi Gras has done that over the last 6 years. And we'll just continue to grow and get bigger and, you know, integrate more of the community into the event. And, you know, the longer we go, the more things we can put into the event and the more opportunities we can create for people.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like Wagga Mardi Gras has helped kind of grow other regional Mardi Gras events in the region as well. It's kind of been like a benchmark of like what's possible. And it, like, obviously we all know the Sydney Mardi Gras is massive, has been for years now, but it's nice to have events in the regional areas where, again, like I said, it's probably been harder for people to feel accepted or have a voice and feel included. And that, I think that's why it's just so important, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And, you know, I've been contacted by a few different councils or, you know, groups organising different events in different areas. I know Orange, you know, they contacted me for some advice and things like that. So, yeah, they're popping up all over the place. And as you said, it really is necessary to show that, especially country areas, because obviously city areas already have that, you know, notion where, you know, everything's accepted in the city sort of thing. Whereas, you know, country's always had a bit of a stigma about it. It really helps. It really helps with everything. Yeah,
definitely. So what can we expect from this year's event? I mean, obviously bigger and better things happening every year. What can we expect this year?
Yeah, so this year we have obviously our drag bingo on the Thursday night next week. Tickets for everything are available on our website, WaggaMardiGras.com. On the Friday, we have our main drag show. We get those drag queens down from the Gold Coast. They're professional drag queens, amazing at what they do, and always put on a really popular show. Also on the Friday night, we've teamed up with Twin City Skate once again this year.
Oh, nice.
And they're putting on a rainbow skate night. Now, that's an all-ages event where people, you know, from kids to grandparents can go down and have a crack at the skates. Look, if you don't have skates or anything like that, they do hire everything down there. And, you know, they really do have everything you need. So I think that would be amazing, you know, an amazing event as well. It was really popular last year with the under 18s especially.
Yeah.
Obviously, our main event on the Saturday with the parade, we've put a few extra little things into our event at the Memorial Gardens this year.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
So we'll be doing the smoking ceremony, Welcome to Country, and have some Indigenous dancers to start off the after party, I guess.
Yeah.
So in previous years, we'd had that at the start of the parade.
Yeah.
Just because we wanted everyone to be able to enjoy it, even the people up the other end of the parade sort of thing, we've decided to, you know, use the Welcome to Country to launch our event in the Memorial Gardens, which I think is amazing. We've got the Riverina Concert Band playing some tunes in the gardens. Obviously, we've got family-friendly drag shows. They were really popular last year. with all ages. And something that I'm personally really excited about this year is we have Sax Beats coming along to the event. They're headlining our Memorial Gardens event, and they're a DJ and roaming saxophonist. So they'll be out in the crowd with their saxophone, playing all the bangers that everyone knows. Yeah. So people will be able to sing along and things like that. We're really looking forward to that one. They're going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Another thing that we've introduced into the gardens this year, if you can believe it, is a community stage. Now, on that community stage, people are able to contact Wagga Mardi Gras, register to jump up on the stage and show their talents. You know, they may never have performed in front of people before or want to test the waters and see what it's like. So we've given that opportunity as well. So
that's really good.
We've put a lot into this year, so everyone should be really stoked.
Yeah, and like you said, you have put so much into it, and just from what you said, it is breeding inclusion, isn't it? Like I said, obviously setting up a community stage, again, it's just bringing the community in, everyone's accepted, everyone's loved, and it's, I mean, down to it all, it's just going to be an amazing day, isn't it? Or amazing weekend, I should say.
Absolutely, yeah. And then on the Sunday, you know, we've teamed up with River and Wren this year, and you know, we're going to be doing a market. That's at the showground. We'll have our big giant rainbow at the entrance down
the famous
there.
Rainbow,
so, yeah, absolutely. So we've teamed up with River and Wren for that one. So that should be a nice, relaxing day to sort of recover from your few big nights before. But look, it's going to be amazing this year. We've put so much into it. Mm. We've got an amazing committee, which really makes putting all this extra stuff in quite, you know, a lot easier than what it had been previously. Mm. So, you know, it's amazing. We're a volunteer committee. So, you know, none of the committee members are paid. You know, we all have our full-time jobs and other things. So the commitment they put into the event is, it's outstanding.
It really is, and I
couldn't ask for more from a committee. So, look, we're all really just looking forward to it. We're ready.
Yeah.
I think next weekend's going to go off without a hitch. And I think encourage everyone to come down. And the key messaging we're putting into this year's event is inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want everyone to feel included, have a good time, and, you know, just enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
Be safe.
I got to experience my first Wagga Mardi Gras last year. And I said to you last year that I'd heard good things about it and was really, I felt ready for the event to really experience it all. But I think nothing really compares to actually just being down Baylor Street, lining the street, seeing the amount of people, the floats, the positivity in the air. It really, like, it's giving me goosebumps speaking about it now, because it really is such a big, important event that everyone can get around, and it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah,
so good.
And something else that we've put into this year as well is we want to acknowledge some local people who are doing great things. So we've got a few awards that we're going to be giving out this year as well.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have a Best Dressed Kids Award, Best Dressed Adult. We're going to have a Best Decorated Float or Marching Group, Shop Fronts. But one thing that we're doing this year that's really exciting, and I think these people really need to be showcased, is we're doing an Advocate of the Year Award. Mm-hmm. So people can email into Wagga Mardi Gras and let us know of someone who they think is just doing amazing work behind the scenes within our community and is just doing that extra, you know, taking those extra steps and doing those extra things to really make sure the LGBTI community here in the Riverina especially is thriving. So the Advocacy Award should be really good this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just to acknowledge a few of our community members that are doing great things.
Yeah, that's really good. And like I said, it this year has proven that it's continuously evolving with having these awards in place and other events happening around the whole weekend. It really is incredible. And I can't wait for it. I'm pumped already. I have to dig out me outfit again. And you said like a Best Float Award. I think I need to get practicing on my dancing moves a bit more, because if I'm going to be in the parade, I need to be working on that a bit more.
Oh, look, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think if someone's going to win the best marching group or best float, there's going to need to be some, you know, some pretty awesome dance moves somewhere in there,
I think. It's a big competition, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think just walking up the main street and waving is going to cut it for the award this year. I think we're going to have to be, well, I think we'll see some amazing dances and things like that. So I can't wait to see what they've come up with.
Well, Holly, thank you so much for coming in today. It's been an absolute pleasure to chat to you again. And Wagga Mardi Gras, the parade this Saturday. Of course, we've got drag bingo and the drag show at Tilly's Thursday and Friday. You can grab your tickets from Eventbrite. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure, and I can't wait to see the whole Riverina there.
Holly Conroy there, president for Wagga Mardi Gras. And that wraps up today's episode of the Wagga Mardi Gras podcast. Tomorrow, join us as we chat to Felix, who runs the Alphabet Soup community group. Make sure to follow Mornings with Jake on your listener app so you never miss another episode of the Wagga Mardi Gras podcast. Until next time, stay safe. We'll speak to you soon.
A listener exclusive.